The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the legendary 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, the Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, the Western Edge, 1460 KLTC, and 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, from Tioga, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Newtown. Glad to have you along today, folks, on the program. What's on your mind? What are you thinking today? I am guessing the vast majority of this audience, and this is just a total guess, total just, you know, sort of throw a dart in the dark kind of deal. I would guess the most that there would be not a majority of you that would answer the question, what's on your mind, with something related to this individual's passing yesterday. I could be wrong. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the musical talents of Prince. Okay, and now we've proven we're just like every other show. We're playing Prince music.
Every other show.
Purple lights on. Yeah, all of them. Yes, turn on a television set. The world doesn't matter.
You know,
the United States doesn't matter. The things that would qualify for news are out the door. WCCO TV in Minneapolis yesterday. I have on good authority from somebody who watched their 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock newscast. The entire thing, all about Prince. No weather, no sports, no other news. All about Prince. And back to my guess. I don't think the majority of you are in that camp. So I'm not sure why the media feels like they need to feed this hysteria, but they are. And let it be known, I'm a Minnesota kid. Grew up about 2 hours from Chanhassen. I graduated from Montevideo High School in 83. I'm a Prince sort of, you know, perfect era of a Prince fan. Plus, can you stop playing the music now? It's making me crazy. Not that I don't like the music, but it's just, you know.
Let's see what Manny thinks. Hey, Manny, should we stop playing Prince now? Is that enough Prince?
I think we can do it as like a bumper, you know, coming back from segments. But
you're still talking about Prince, so I figured.
I understand, but I feel like a cable news show, you know, where you have to have the music underneath because you have to have so many things going on that, you know, it's like you're playing for the ADD world, you know, they're just going to keep throwing things at you to keep your attention.
It's gone. Move on with the show now.
Let me just say this. Prince, legendary. Prince, genius. Prince, I get the whole Prince thing. I get the soundtrack of life. I get the impact of music on life. I grew up with music, right? I mean, my parents, were in the radio business. I've been around radio stations for as long as I can remember. I was born with a microphone in my mouth. I get music. I get the impact it has on people. I get requests, and I tie songs to times in my life. I get all that. I'm not some prude, you know, tweed patch wearing, you know, whatever, sitting in a corner having no clue about this. But I also see a country we call the United States of America that is in really what I would say, a very difficult place, okay? What is happening in this country, you know, when we go into tribute mode over somebody who's talented and famous and all that, but ignore the fact that our culture is in a death spiral, that we're $20 trillion in debt, that our president apologizes for America, that the Supreme Court is on the verge of upending our sacred Constitution. You want something to be outraged about, ladies and gentlemen? You can groan now ahead of me saying this, but here's something you could be outraged about. Go ahead and groan. This is not something that happens in Los Angeles. It isn't something that happens in New York or other big cities, 100 babies a month are extinguished in the name of convenience in Fargo, North Dakota, right here. All right? Political correctness has become deadly. The religion of global warming is overtaking any common sense. And people are freaking out over Prince dying. I mean, I just want people to get a cold glass of water in their face and come back to reality. There, I've said it. I've done my piece. You can agree with that, or you can disagree with that. I made similar comments on Facebook last night, and I was called a lot of really, really nasty things, which is okay, too. I get it, but nobody really says, no, all that stuff's important, but this is more important right now. They just sort of, you're a jerk, they use a lot of profanity. We can't repeat a lot of the things they say here. Yeah. Jason said, where does the line start to be the one to slap you? Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Should we set that up, Todd? Should we have a little promotion, a little slap Scott contest?
The Cloverdale slap line.
I ask you this simple question. Am I wrong? I think, and I could be wrong, it happens all the time. I think the majority of this audience would agree with me that just is something that is, what's going on now with the media and the reaction and everything. And I'm not being flippant. I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to provoke anything. I'm just sharing my opinion here. But it worries me. It really honestly worries me. It's sort of like, watching Fox News and seeing, that Waters guy go around and show people pictures of Ronald Reagan and Martin Luther King, and, you got 20-somethings going, who are they? Well, I don't know where they are. But by golly, they know every song Prince has done. And they're out there with purple flowers at Paisley Park, Oh, man. It is something we need to worry about, because I don't think a country survives that long term, right? When you set aside all these things that are happening. Now, some would argue, well, Prince takes me away from all that. Yeah. Well, first of all, is it wise to want to be taken away from all that, or what are you doing about that? Own one piece of what I just listed off. Own one piece of it. Please. Anyway, my thoughts, my comments, my opinion, you can agree, you can disagree, it doesn't matter. And by the way, you can talk about anything but, and I'd be happy to, because I tell you what, the rest of the media is really, is this all that matters? All that matters is this story. It's pretty incredible. Anyway, welcome. Glad you're here. My name is Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, as you hear, is right here as well. We got Manny, we got Matt, and we're raring to go on the phones here to talk to you today. We have one guest, our buddy Mark Scogerbo. Speaking of the Constitution, he's going to talk a little bit about the Constitution as it pertains to electing a president and where we're at with the parties and the delegates and all of that. Freedom Friday today with somebody that has really spent his life revering the Constitution and teaching others about the Constitution. Man, we need more of that. We'll do that coming up before the end of the program. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check them out on Facebook. Right after you call me something on Facebook, you could jump over to North Dakota Oil Can and get some constructive things down there. That'd be all right. 800-228-0550. And a lot of things in the news besides Prince, so we can talk about those too. And Christina in Minot wants to talk about one of those, and it's our race for who will be the next governor of North Dakota. Hello, Christina. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, thank you for taking my call, because I agree with you wholeheartedly about what you were saying, but I did want to move on to the governor's race. I'm hearing all these campaign things. Doug Burgum's campaign for governor is saying that Stengem was the only Republican governor to support Obamacare from the very beginning. The Stengem campaign is denying this. And, how do you find out the truth? Have you noticed that on your radio programs, that this is what's going on with the advertising? They're both pointing the finger at each other in regard to Obamacare. I have a hard time believing that Stengem is doing this. And I just don't know, but is my question here to the audience and to you, is this dirty politics, and is all fair in politics as it is all is fair in love and war? It seems like all is fair in politics. It doesn't matter how dirty it is, but lies will be told.
What I'm going to do, Christina, with the help of our fine producer, Ravate, is take your question just as you posed it and give it to both Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem, who both have agreed to join us on this program for weekly talk radio town halls. We're going to alternate between the two campaigns, but now until the election, we're going to have each for at least an hour. We've asked them both for a two-hour debate within a week or so of the actual election on June 14th, but we will pose that question to them. My quick answer would be I can find truth in both ads, right? And what the Burgum campaign is using, a decision that had to be made by the Attorney General on whether or not to support something or not, as, you know, to be critical of. And, you know, they factually have a point, but the Attorney General would say, well, here's why we did that, okay? And that doesn't make me a supporter of Obamacare. So, technically, they're both right. Personally,
okay, so
I'd rather get off that
guy. Something there.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you're a...
the Attorney General said.
Yeah, if you're a Stengem supporter, you believe that. If you're a Burgum supporter, you think, well, why did you go along with it? So, you know, as I say, they both can be right. But it's a good question that we will get answers from both camps.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Take spring up a notch at the Max Hardware Spring Sale. Our heavy-duty wide-span shelving is 20% off. Clean up with a Karcher pressure washer, $119.99. Find a full line of lawn and garden, including a commercial-grade 50-foot hose for only $15.99. Upholstery foam is 35% off. That's our lowest price ever. See our entire sale ad at maxhardware.com. And remember to register for text and email alerts. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, and we want to know, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, I'll say it nice and slow, 800-228-0550. That's right. Give us a ring. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. See if we can find the most creative thing to call me if you disagree with me on Prince. Because I've been called the alternative for butthead. You know what that is?
Todd? Not if you're not a, if you're not a butthead, you're what?
Well, I want to say Beavis, but I'm pretty sure nobody's called you Beavis.
No. ASS.
Just say it. Just say the darn word. It's asshat, all right? Just say it.
Yeah, you do that.
It's not one of the seven. I mean, let's not make a habit of it, but you're quoting what somebody wrote about you.
Yeah, there you go.
Just say it. I mean, yeah. Please don't come on the show every day. Hey, everybody's an asshat if you vote for Obama or whatever. But you're quoting.
I'll tell you the comment that stung the worst. The comment that I'm still not getting over where is it now? There's pages and pages of this stuff. I had to print it out because I can't. I'm going blind looking at the screen. Here it is. First time I'm kind of peeved. I'll say peeved, but he used a different word about having to relieve himself. First time I'm kind of peeved at you, Scotty. Not cool, man. Not cool. Wow. And alive. I guess I need a good night's sleep to get all over it, and I'm going to grab
my
pillow.
Did you forget your my pillow? Is that what's going on here?
I must have done it. Yeah, the
there you go.
4-for-1 deal is back. And by the way, here's another example of somebody, a listener of ours, telling us about his wife and the difference it's made for her. He said, I've been sleeping on my pillow for a year and a half now, and I can't imagine life without it. My wife is grateful because it helps my snoring, giving us both a better night's sleep. I can wash and dry my pillow. It comes out of the dryer like new. I lost it a couple of times and never can seem to get it back because someone takes it. Needless to say, I've put an order now for a few of these, but I don't like being without it. It's changed our lives. Happy wife, happy life. there's a listener that knows what you're talking about. And but listen, how many things can you buy that change your life? My gosh. And we have the 4-for-1 deal just for our listeners. The classic 4-pack combo, $99.98. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, $160 in savings. Folks, take advantage of it while it lasts. 800-506-9028, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Back to the phones. And I do have more to say about the earlier caller on the governor's race, but I'll save that here for a little bit while calls are stacking up. Chris in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, you know what? I totally agree with you on this whole Prince issue. It's really just a distraction from everything else that's going on in the world. And that's what it's meant to be. It's hey, look over here at the left hand so you don't see what the right hand is doing. But, you know, the other real there's another tragedy that happened over the weekend in the music industry, and that's that they found Kanye West still alive in his apartment. And nobody's talking about that.
Hey, I posted that. I love that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Good point, Chris. Thank you for the call.
My comeback is, and Keith Richard. I mean, really? No irony there?
228-0550, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Steven in one of my favorite cities on earth, Watford City. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was calling because you were talking about, you know, what's going on with people getting distracted by the media and Prince and all. I don't know if you're aware of it, but, you know, history is important. And nearly 2,000 years ago, actually about 1,800 years ago, Emperor Constantine observed that people want bread and circuses. And that's all they really want. They want a full belly and entertainment. You know, and Prince, of course, represents entertainment. And I'm thinking that that's people's fascination with Donald Trump. He's entertaining. I don't know how, you know, good of a president he will or won't be, but he's entertaining. So people are interested in him and they're taking notice of him. And I think that's his advantage over Ted Cruz. I'm a Ted Cruz supporter. And I would be willing to support Donald Trump. But, you know, this thing with if he's going to support gay people or LGBT people using the bathrooms of their choice, I don't know. That might be a deal-breaker for me.
I got to unpack that a little bit. And I've heard that sentiment from a lot of Trump supporters. Two things that he did in that interview with NBC's Matt Lauer yesterday, which, by the way, does anything ever good come from a Republican candidate for anything going on NBC, any of it, ever?
You know, so they're always trying to play that kind of gotcha thing. And I need to unpack exactly what he said on the whole transgender bathroom fight over North Carolina. I think what he said is, and, you know, Matt Lauer put it to him like this. Okay, so Caitlyn Jenner comes into the Trump Tower. You don't have a problem with her choosing to use whichever bathroom she chooses? He said no. I think what Trump is getting at is he's saying, you know, people shouldn't be forced to have a third option now when it comes to restrooms because of the bully crowd, you know, from the transgender world. I think what he's saying, you know, that's going to be a burden on government. It's going to be a burden on business, and it's unnecessary, which I guess is an argument. What I worry about, Stephen, and I don't know if this is what most bugged you about it, is Donald Trump's entire political success has been built on being common sense in the face of stupid political correctness. And it sounds to me like he almost succumbed to it. Now, he may be doing it for a different reason, but I want to know more. I want to know more.
Well, I do find it refreshing that he's not willing to back down from a fight. You know, the Republicans need to be more confrontational because I don't know if you've noticed, but Democrats, especially liberal Democrats, the more liberal they are, the more willing they are to be militant and confrontational in the pursuit of what they want.
Yeah, and that I'm telling you, and I mean, in other words, me saying, hey, look, Prince is, he's you know, I get a genius, a legend, everything else, but he's just a singer. And let's get on to important things. Have these people calling me every kind of name in the book, right? And like you say, you know, they think that's quote unquote mean. Meanwhile, talk about bullies. Talk about militant, as you say, in their effort to ram down what they want to be the norm down our throats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm making some flippant comment about a singer talking about, we ought to be worried about more important things, and I'm the Antichrist to them. And look what they do in the name of what they stand for. There's a double standard there that's off the charts. You're absolutely right. The other thing Trump said yesterday, did you catch this? He was asked about the Republican Party platform, which is life without exception. Defend life without exception. Okay, that's the Republican Party platform nationally. And he was asked, I forget the question, I don't know exactly the context, but basically, you know, would you change that? Yes, he would fight to change that to add exceptions, which he, of course, supports. So that's not going to go over well with many people, especially when he's trying to say that he's pro-life, right? So there's another word. I think the Trump folks took some hits yesterday. We need to dig into a few things on these two issue specifically and find out what the truth is. My guess is you're going to see a backtrack of some sort on both in the coming days, but we'll see. Stephen, thanks for the call. Glad you're out there. Lots of texts, few off-air calls, and more of your calls, questions, and comments. Welcome on any and all topics today at 800-228-0550.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Soils vary greatly from field to field and even within a field. There is no one-size-fits-all management strategy for soil health. Farmers are concerned about salt-affected soils, soil loss through erosion, and overall reduced soil health leading to lower yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council has supported research and extension efforts at NDSU for the past several years in regards to soil health. Field days and workshops, web-based resources have been created to serve as resources for producers. Short videos have been produced on topics ranging from tips on planting cover crops to tillage equipment effectiveness. These videos, along with other soil health information, can be found on the NDSU Soil Health webpage at ndsu.edu/soilhealth. Please check the webpage to learn more about each of these projects and about soil health in general.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Place the artist. It'll come to me. 28 before the top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind. Telephone lines are open right now. For your calls, questions, and comments, 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your comments. You can also text Todd with your comments. 701-226-8503, and a bunch of you have here, so I'll share those comments. There's some breaking news. NDSU just tweeted out that head coach Chris Klieman has signed a six-year contract extension through 2021. Good
nice.
Move. Good move, Mr. Matt.
Spring game tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it is. And they're unveiling the new championship rings.
Yeah. And they're tailgating and all kinds of stuff that's happening. They actually start tonight with a big silent auction. And a lot going on with Bison football this weekend. And then, of course, next week, Carson, well, I actually talked to Chris Klieman earlier today and said, okay, give me your well-educated guess as to who Carson Wentz will be the property of this time next week. And he said L.A. Rams. He thinks he's going to be first overall. But obviously, if he's not, it'll be Philadelphia. So there's no lose in it. But and set for life financially, and you know, part of you know, Bison.
I'd rather see him have to deal with L.A. fans than Philadelphia fans, though. But
NFL know. History. Yeah. Here's just so you don't take my word for it. Here's Chris Klieman in his own words on that question. Here, here's what he said.
I still think so. I would say if he's not, he's a Philadelphia Eagle. And the one thing for us as a staff, both of their coaching staffs were here, and GMs were here. So we as a staff have gotten to know those people, and they let us, they were open arms with us as far as listening to them coach him, listening to him on the board. Both great staffs and a place, either place Carson will be successful because of the leadership they have there with Peterson and with Fisher.
Chris Klieman, coach of the NDSU Bison, on the question of will Carson Wentz be an L.A. Ram at this time next week. There you go. All right, let's see here. Before I forget, I want to comment on the first caller of the day called in upset about the advertisements criticizing Wayne Stengem for being a supporter of Obamacare, wanting to know the truth on it. And Rev, did you get that? I'd like to use that call, first call from today, for both Wayne Stengem and Doug Burgum next week. Wayne is a week from today, right? They've locked in for next Friday. And Doug, we don't know, but it'll be one day next week. Okay. So, and again, we'll weekly going to be doing an hour talk radio town hall on the race. Anyway, I suggested, in my view, I mean, if you're a Stengem supporter, you think it's a flat-out lie, it's ridiculous, it's a distortion, and everything else, and there could be an argument to be made for that, honestly. If you're a Burgum supporter, you're saying, well, it is a little odd. Why was he the only Republican
to do it. And you know, and in politics, when you're explaining, you're losing, right? So it happens. But so, you know, it's a fair question, and we'll ask both of them. Here's what I wanted to say to the caller. Was her name Claudia? I forgot her name. I want these two, Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem, to paint me a picture of where North Dakota goes under their leadership. I don't want to hear about woulda, shoulda, coulda, about budgets. And, you know, it's so easy to criticize things, you know, in the rearview mirror. Give me a break. You know, nobody predicted the oil meltdown. The one thing I will say should drive our discussion when it comes to the state budget is that now we've seen how quick it can go away. And everybody just assumed it wouldn't go away. It can go away. And I'm telling you, I've been a broken record on this over and over and over again. I'm saying, you greedy, 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 greedy people. You are being so greedy with the money you're getting. I mean, the big winner from oil is government. And state government is the worst. They can kick that in. Oh, let's put some in this pot. Let's put some in that pot. Let's da 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 da. And don't forget, Kent Conrad and company, when he was state tax commissioner, were one of the reasons the 80s bus was accelerated, because they added the tax, increased the tax. Went out there, yeah, let's do more tax. Industry said, fine, we're out of here. And obviously, price drop accelerated that. But my point is that greed boomerangs every single time. The state of North Dakota became too dependent on oil revenue. That's greed. In the future, that ought to be different. So we can learn lessons from the past, but this idea of, oh, the budget this and the budget that, oh, deficit, oh, shortfall, whatever. I want a picture of where this state's going to be under with your vision. Where are you taking us? Where are you going to go? And honestly, I think that job's easier for Doug Burgum only because that's his world, right? I mean, he starts companies and he paints a picture and that's kind of his world. But he's not been in government before, and it is different. So he has to say, well, that's how I did it in business, and here's how I think we need to do it now, and here's how, you know, I'll learn on the government side. Wayne Stengem knows the ins and outs of government, been a legislator, been an attorney general, industrial commission. He gets all that, but has never really had to paint a picture. Follow me, folks. Here's where we'll go. Gosh, I can't tell you how badly I want that as the campaign. Then I want to hear that from both of these folks. And let the chips fall where they may. And all the freakouts that go out from political types to do nothing but, you know, text back and forth and send emails back and forth and get them at cocktail parties. Oh, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Oh, what about that? Ooh, I heard this rumor. I heard that rumor. Oh, this is really, oh, I can't. You know, save it for the sandbox. It's conduct unbecoming the great state of North Dakota. I know it is what it is, and it's politics, and everybody does it on all sides, but park all that stuff. Park all that stuff. And let's do it different. Let's do it better. That's the campaign I'm waiting for. And so far, we don't have it from either. We really don't. So there's my challenge to folks on all sides of the campaign. And by the way, I sense from people I talked to, I was in an event last night, chamber event, talked to loyal, long-time active Republicans saying, gosh, is this all there is? Are we going to have, you know, I mean, they were really uninspired. Very uninspired. I think a lot of people are in that camp. They're waiting for vision. They're waiting for leadership. They're waiting for a path. I call it, you know, there's a blank canvas. You're running the show. Paint me a picture that makes me want to follow you. So, my two cents. You can agree or disagree. I'm full of opinions today, if you hadn't noticed. 800-228-0550. Back to the calls. Todd, Earth Day was on the mind of one of our listeners. Go ahead and roll that one here that came in during the break.
Good morning, Scott. Scott, you're right on this Prince thing. And you're right again. The country cannot survive this. So, let's play some Merle Haggard music. Thank you.
Can you accommodate the young man? Todd, you're in charge of the music. Next bumper is a Merle Haggard song. We're on it. How about the... Did we have a call to the one to talk about Earth Day? Or did I dream that? From earlier? I didn't have Earth Day high on my list.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about Earth Day. Of course, everybody should try to take care of the environment, or I should say, should practice conservation, because you know, using our resources is necessary, but we also need to conserve. But at the same time, I just want to say I think it's always been a interesting coincidence to know that the environmental movement, which has really done a lot to shut down our manufacturing and to attack our industrial base, our energy production, and everything else, that Earth Day is actually the birthday of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, and last year was the 100th anniversary of... anyway, just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Yeah, interesting. And I've heard that before. Yeah, the Earth Day thing has become a religion, just like the global warming thing has become a religion. It's you know, look, tell me who cares more for the Earth than a farmer or a rancher. Meanwhile, who's more assaulted by the Earth Day global warming crowd than a farmer or a rancher? It's crazy. What they want is a Buffalo Commons. They're environmental extremists. They want to shut it down. And this Earth Day is just a vehicle to get their propaganda out. So I don't even mention it. I don't go there. And no coincidence, the Forum News Service today, government regulators have some powerful tools at their disposal to crack down on violators of environmental laws, namely fines, lawsuits, and other formal enforcement actions. We know that. North Dakota officials, however, let these tools sit untouched at the bottom of the toolbox the vast majority of the time. You gotta be kidding me.
Jeez.
So the narrative, I'll save you the pain of reading the story. The narrative on the story is, you know, come to North Dakota, rape and pillage the environment, we don't care. Guess what the facts are? To go back to the toolbox, you know, being untouched, the tools in the toolbox being untouched.
Is that your Bill Murray caddy shit?
I guess so. You know, you know why
going for me?
He's able to say that? Because nationally, Todd, 14% of violations see formal enforcement, 14% more of violations see formal enforcement than in North Dakota.
Ooh. Wow.
I would say that that means they're more stupid, if I can use that phrase, on the national level to enforce things that don't. And what North Dakota focuses on is, okay, spill, okay, problem, okay, violation, fix it.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't we enforce
towards
other laws, too?
Fix it. I mean, that's what they strive to get done. So I think that's a good approach. I don't. Anyway, we better roll another caller. The callers are...
Oh, Scott.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing how articulate our population has become? I mean, they seem to have forgotten the original use of the English language. They think that four-letter words make them sound smart and intelligent. Actually, it just makes them sound incredibly stupid. My English teacher once said, as you learn the proper usage of the English language, you can tell someone to go to hell in such a way that they can't wait to buy a ticket. And to me, that's what these people are. They think the swear language and calling people names is cool. No, it's not. It's just incredibly ignorant. And I'm with you, Scott. I'm just with you. Hang in there, and don't let these turkeys get you down. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, well, I appreciate that. I'm not letting them get me down at all, and I don't mind people disagreeing, and I don't even mind them calling me names, because it just doesn't bug me. It really doesn't. I got a thick enough skin to die. I don't care. I like the dialogue. I'm encouraged by the fact that I post something like this on Facebook last night, and it sparks a lot of discussion, because some people do agree. I'm having fun with the people that disagree, just because it's fun. I'm a dumb... Oh, boy. Can't say that word. Scott, wasn't your nickname in high school Bubble Eyes? Guys, can you help me out there?
Bubble Eyes?
Yeah. Some really nasty things, but I don't mind. I do think I do it to sort of prompt the discussion to hopefully wake some folks up. But you can agree or disagree. We love it on What's On Your Mind. More of it coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
We've all heard the reports and seen the studies, and the headlines read North Dakota number one booziest state in America, and one in three North Dakotans report binge drinking in the past month, and it's part of our culture. But what's more is that it's part of what's killing North Dakotans, from unborn children to senior citizens. According to North Dakota Department of Transportation, 47% of all fatal crashes in 2014 were alcohol-related. From those crashes, 63 people died and families and friends were impacted. From overconsumption and underage drinking to drinking and driving, we as a state have a lot of work to do in order to start reversing those trends. Here at the North Dakota Safety Council, we're dedicated to education, not only for the drinking age population, but for anyone from teenage drivers to business owners in our state.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing alcohol-related fatalities in North Dakota, go to ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been working, man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working as long as my two hands are fit to use.
There you go. Gene in Valley City, you got your Merle Haggard. You asked, we do it. Especially on a Friday. We'll throw the baby out with the bathwater. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not afraid to take your request for bumper songs. 11 before the top of the hour. If you need a Prince song, I just turn on a television set near you, and you'll get it. You need to fix there. Because they're 24-7 Prince. We are, you know, we're bringing it up. I've made some comments, I would say, that are contrarian to the majority of the comments you're hearing out there related to this hysteria over his death that I don't quite get. But you want to talk about that or anything else, give us a call, 800-228-0550. I want to talk about the lights for a minute. Look up. You see the lights right there, wherever you are? And visualize, you know, the light switch. When you walk in the door at home, the most important switch, one your go-to light switch, right? Imagine you flip that switch one day, nothing happens.
What the heck? And you think, oh, it must be a power outage. No, no, it's a meltdown. And like a major problem with the grid. But the federal government is trying to do through the Clean Power Plan right now, being litigated in the courts. That's actually the Supreme Court recently said, we're going to hear this. This will happen. But the only thing that can save us right now from the Clean Power Plan. They get their way. It happens. It's implemented as they want without the stop of the courts and Congress. The power grid is less reliable, and your electricity is less affordable. That's why this matters to you. This, I understand Prince dying is important, but what's really important is how much you pay for electricity and whether or not you'll have your job or not as a result of what your company pays for electricity. That's what's important. And that's why the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is so important to what they do, and they need your help. So check out the website, secureenergyfuture.org. And check it out. 800-228-0550. John Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yes, what makes America greater than any other country is that Americans are own land. And because they own land, because we can go ahead and work and own land, and we can own our own houses without government interference, is one of the greatest things that this country has. And it was God-given because he put us on this earth to till the land, to work our property, to have homes and water systems, and have our own sources of energy like coal or whatever we wish even to put on our land. So then the government comes along, and they try to push all kinds of legislation so that they can control the land. And they also tried as long as I've been alive, they've been trying to do that. They used the wheat referendum also to try to control the top 6 inches of the land or get control over it.
Yeah, so, control, control, control. You're exactly right. You're exactly right, John. I mean, it's a deal maker. It's a difference. And, it's freedom. It's private property rights. It's what America was built on, and that is why we're different. I mean, for instance, our competitors overseas in oil, right? They're state-owned oil companies. We compete against Russia and Iran,
right,
and China, right?
And
when I say we, it's people that own the mineral rights here. They're the ones that own the oil. It isn't companies. They lease the rights to it. They pay a price
right.
for it.
Right.
So that does make us different. You're exactly right, John. Good reminder for everybody out there. Scott in another great city, Ray, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Scott?
Scott, I was calling about this Prince thing. The national news media, morning shows in particular, they've become every day, regardless of what's going on, whether some celebrity dies or not, they're nothing but variety shows anymore. That's all they are. What they're doing is they're catering to an element of the population that has an IQ of about 4. They're not interested in what's going on around the world as far as news or in our country or Canada. They just want to be entertained, and that's the problem. And that's the problem with the country as a whole. I mean, we, according to Yahoo News, the B-52s rained hell on the ISIS, and those are probably some of our boys from Minot Air Force Base, our ladies. They could be from Barksdale Air Force Base. That's not even mentioned on the national news this morning. At least I never caught it. If there was a segment on it, was maybe about 3 seconds.
They're not raining hell. They are raining freedom on hell is what they're doing.
There you go. That's the way to put it. But you're the radio host. You know better about how to put it than I do.
Anyway, well, no, it's a very good point. Yeah, it's a very good point, Scott. It's a very, very good point. And it is a blinking light on the dashboard. of the United States of America. It is a warning that the, you know, a chicken or egg deal on whether the morning shows are reflecting what culture is, or, you know, culture just gets that way because of the morning shows being pablum. But my point is, wake up, people. Wake up from your slumber and realize what is important and what is going on in this country before we don't have a dang country left. That's what worries me, you know?
It's exactly right. It worries me. It, I mean...
Yeah. I'm not worried because there's Scott and Ray, and there's a lot of other folks out there. But we need to take it on. We need to have the conversation, even when it's a little uncomfortable. God bless you, Scott. Glad you're listening. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.